This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Heart Greens. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a special edition of Intelligent Medicine because it's our debut on a new station in the New York, New Jersey area. It's WVNJ, 1160 AM, and we welcome those of you who are part of our new audience in that neck of the woods. Of course, the rest of you who listen to us across the country, it's all the same. But we have a new time for listeners in New York, previously heard from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll be heard now from noon to 1 p.m., but you can listen to the program in its entirety if you go to drhoffman.com. There's a convenient link there. You can listen on your mobile device or on your computer and catch the entire 2 hours. Or, hey, if you don't have time to listen today, maybe you're doing something, a little extra Christmas shopping, well, you can reprise the entire broadcast on Monday when we post it at drhoffman.com. That way you won't miss a single exciting moment of our program. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. And we'll take calls momentarily, 888-302-3684. We invite you to call with questions related to medicine and nutrition. All aspects of health are fair game for Intelligent Medicine. And the big story this week has to do with the gut-brain connection, which is becoming ever more important. Headline, Parkinson's disease starts in the gut. What's up with that? Well, last month, we learned that bacteria in our gut may play an important role in determining if you will develop blinding, wet, age-related macular degeneration. We know that dry age-related macular degeneration, there are two basic kinds, the wet and the dry. The dry kind respond to lutein and zeaxanthin and DHA and zinc and various antioxidants. But when it comes to the wet type of macular degeneration, the microbiome, the bacteria that inhabit our gastrointestinal tract, may play a role in whether or not you're going to develop this blinding disorder. And now it turns out that Parkinson's disease could start in the gut, not the brain. This study is the first ever to link Parkinson's disease to gut microbes. Scientists at the California Institute of Technology have found the first ever link between the gut and Parkinson's symptoms. Now, they studied a mouse model. These mice are bred especially to have a high likelihood of developing Parkinson's disease. And we know that in humans, genetics plays a role in whether or not you're going to get this. And it's a little more complicated than if your parent had Parkinson's disease, you're 100% likely to get Parkinson's disease. But if you've got a strong family history of Parkinson's disease, you may be more predisposed. But other factors may influence your risk, say whether you get adequate antioxidants or perhaps whether you are exposed to pesticides or chemicals. These have been shown to vastly increase your risk of getting Parkinson's. But studying mice, they managed to treat their symptoms with antibiotics. They got rid of the bad bacteria that may have created certain harmful metabolites that travel from the gut to the brain and literally damage the brain. This research, they say, reveals that a neurodegenerative disease may have its origins in the gut and not only in the brain has been previously thought. This is a paradigm shift and opens entirely new possibilities for treating patients. It's interesting to me that in the study they focus on the implications of maybe coming up with some anti-Parkinson's disease antibiotic, and they don't discuss the role that diet might play in shaping a healthy microbiome or, say, probiotics. And of course, they acknowledge that it's going to be a long way off before we apply these findings to humans. They're going to continue research looking for specific bacterial species that may protect patients against motor decline, maybe create a super probiotic that helps the brain, or alternatively to find the bad bugs that might contribute to a higher Parkinson's disease risk and develop ways of treating those. But ultimately, the practical implications, much like any other drug discovery process, they say translating this innovative work from mice to humans will take many years. Meanwhile, not a bad idea to follow a healthy diet rich in beneficial fiber and prebiotics, avoid chemicalized junk and excess sugar, and in fact, even excess refined carbohydrates, and take helpful probiotics to protect your brain and eyes, ultimately. You know, eyes very closely related to the brain. A lot of neuronal tissue in the eyes that are our photoreceptors for light. All right, we got callers. Wendy from New Jersey, welcome. How you doing?
Mr. Hoffman, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And much good luck in your new home.
Thank you.
I have a question about the red yeast rice. I know that you were a proponent of it, and when I tried to reorder it on your site, I noticed that it wasn't there. I was wondering if there was a problem or a contraindication.
No, there's not a contraindication, Wendy. It turns out that, actually, Caleb, could you pot me down? Because I'm getting a little bit of an echo on the line here. Wendy, the red yeast rice is something that we no longer stock. We kind of have to limit the number of things that we keep in our store. And I tend to use it a little bit less, and I'll tell you why. I have no problem with using red yeast rice to lower cholesterol. But, you know, if you're using red yeast rice, it's almost a little hypocritical to say, oh, I don't want to use a statin drug, but I'd rather use this red yeast rice stuff because it's, quote, natural. In fact, red yeast rice has statin-like effects. This is actually the way that statins were discovered. By studying a type of yeast that is fermented on rice, it's actually the same type of yeast that imparts flavor to Peking duck. You know, gives it that nice brown-orange coloration and that nice taste. Well, that's the original source of an early precursor to modern statin drugs. Of course, now they don't take rice and ferment it to make Lipitor or Zocor or Pravastatin. They, you know, chemically manufacture it. But originally, it was a fermentation of rice. And so what you're going to get is a mild statin-like effect. So for some people who really need statins, and I'll comment later in the program about statin use, because I think statin use is far overblown. And I'm not inalterably opposed to statins, because I think there's some circumstances where statins do protect people. But this blanket recommendation that tens of millions of Americans without heart disease or perfectly healthy take statins, I don't think that that's necessarily right, even if you have a high cholesterol, because I often see patients with high cholesterol and they don't have a high risk of heart disease. It's that doesn't necessarily follow. So for people who, well, you know, maybe they were told by their doctors to go on a statin and they go to the health food store and purchase red yeast rice, well, maybe they're wrong. These are the kind of people that I'd want to see in my office and offer a second opinion on whether they indeed need to lower their cholesterol. And lowering cholesterol is not without some adverse consequences. It's actually been found that especially older individuals with low cholesterol are more prone to dying. Maybe cholesterol is beneficial for the brain. You know, the brain is largely composed of cholesterol. So lowering cholesterol when it's not necessarily indicated may be the wrong thing to do. And that's why I'm not the biggest fan of red yeast rice. I mean, I have some patients where they have real intolerance to virtually all cholesterol-lowering prescription meds. And we feel they need some protection against heart disease. So we give them red yeast rice, and many of them tolerate the red yeast rice and get some degree of protection. But that's one of the reasons why I decided to discontinue use of the red yeast rice. I think you could still get it on the marketplace. There's not a problem with it, but you have to be careful with the brand that you get, because impurities have been found in some forms of red yeast rice, and in fact, they're somewhat toxic. So you want to get red yeast rice from a reputable manufacturer. And oh, by the way, red yeast rice can affect the liver. When I prescribe red yeast rice, I monitor patients' liver function while I follow their cholesterol because it's a mild statin, and all the potential side effects of statins can occur with red yeast rice, but at a lower dose. And, oh, by the way, when you take red yeast rice, just as when you take a statin, you got to take coenzyme Q10. So good question. I thank you for posing that, Wendy. I'm not averse to red yeast rice. I'm just a little, you know, I think cardiovascular prevention is not just about lowering cholesterol. It's about protecting the arteries with things like fish oil and vitamin K and supplements like chiolic, aged garlic extract. These are things that I think are also helpful, even though they may not have a major impact on cholesterol. Thanks for your call.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take chiolic aged garlic extract. University research confirms that chiolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if chiolic aged garlic extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to chiolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Chiolic aged garlic extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Chiolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. 888-302-3684, and we're taking phone calls. But before we do that, we want to hear from one of our heritage sponsors. We're very thankful for Nutritional Therapeutics' continued support of Intelligent Medicine. And I want to tell you about a very excellent nutritional system that is clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause, age, illness, or just being run down. And it's ProPax. You've heard about it. I've been talking about it for ages here on Intelligent Medicine. It contains NT factor. ProPax is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, omega-3s, and a special ingredient, NT factor, all combined to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients. ProPax with NT factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have demonstrated that ProPax reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been personally taking it for years. Don't miss a day, and I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. So to order, call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Once again, the number, 800-982-9158. And now let's hear from Kevin in the Bronx. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Hey, Doc. How are you?
Good. You know, I went to school in the Bronx. I went to Albert Einstein College of Medicine there.
And I am not far from there.
Near the Parkway, huh?
It's it. Yeah,
all
they
right.
used to produce great doctors. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and now? No longer, right? In the day, I know. in the days of the Giants, but they're just not what they used to be.
Yeah, I kid, but it's true. Most people avoid it now. So
yeah,
what can you
true.
Do?
That's right. People are shunning the medical profession because, I don't know, the rewards are not as great and the restrictions and bureaucracy are too overwhelming and, you know, it's kind of a sad state of affairs. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I want to know your supplement recommendations for someone on a low-protein diet.
Mm-hmm. And why is this person, potentially you, on a low-protein diet? Is this what's been recommended for you?
It's my daughter, and it's because of CKD.
Okay, so yes, she has kidney disease, which is a polycystic kidney disease, right?
This is stemming from myelomeningocele.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a very unusual condition, but so she is at risk for losing kidney function, requiring dialysis, and or a transplant. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so. So here's the thing. Actually, this is a subject that was just tackled by our nutritionist, Layla Mutin, in one of her blogs, and we discussed it in a recent Q&A with Layla, is the low-protein diet. And the problem with the very low-protein diet is if you don't eat protein, what are you going to eat? I mean, where are you going to get your calories from? Usually, people go towards carbs. And unfortunately, carbs also place a burden on the kidney. Now, I'm not sure in your daughter's situation if they do, but for most people who end up with kidney failure, the reason is hypertension, often
Correct.
Associated with diabetes, double whammy, associated with obesity. And so eating a lot of carbs to the exclusion
Right.
of protein is not a good idea for them. And I'm not sure that this is necessarily applicable to your daughter. But okay, maybe restrict protein because protein places a bit of a burden on the kidney. But remember, if you really dwindle down protein, your body's repair capabilities are really limited. So you need some protein. And, you know, maybe that's in the form of using meat more as a flavoring in veggie dishes. Okay, fine. You know, maybe using beans, which, you know, have less concentrated protein, that might be an alternative. But the best fuel is fat. And fat doesn't have a negative effect on the kidneys. I mean, fat is a bad rap altogether, but fat's a fuel, and the fat could come from, you know, things like avocados or olive oil, even coconut oil, which is a good source of medium-chain triglycerides. That should be the emphasis and not necessarily carbs. So maybe, you know, if protein is 10 or 20% of the diet, maybe fat should be 50% of the diet and the rest carbs. That's where
Right.
the calories should come from to sustain her because she needs energy, and maybe she'll get it more from the fat, the healthy fats that we recommend. And that doesn't necessarily mean saturated fats are out. Coconut oil is a saturated fat, but it's a healthy saturated fat generally.
And the difficult thing is you also have to try to stay away from potassium and phosphorus.
Right. So there's an issue with certain vegetables that you know are rich. Obviously, vegetables and fruits rich in potassium. Phosphorus more comes from meat sources, however. Okay, so it's kind of between a rock and a hard place, but expert nutritional consultation can maybe give her a path towards maintaining kidney function. We've done it for years in some of our patients who are virtually on the launch pad for dialysis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And our number is 888-302-3684 for questions related to health, medicine, anything about the kind of lifestyle that's going to propel you to greater longevity. All right, speaking of longevity, one of the biggest hits on lifespan in America is hypertension, high blood pressure, huge problem. The majority of Americans over the age of 60 take at least one blood pressure medication. And so we're always on the lookout for natural therapies to deal with this problem. Medications have side effects. Lots of people reluctantly take them, but they're always looking for another way around it. So if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it really works. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. What it is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks, with no negative side effects. And now you can get it. You can try it risk-free as part of a partnership with Zona Plus. We at Intelligent Medicine are offering you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. Here's how. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. Check it out. All right. Recently, I don't know if you saw it, but last week, 60 Minutes ran, they were promoting this all day long during the football games, and finally, after all the football games are over, you get to 60 Minutes. It was a big special on Alzheimer's disease, and I thought, great, let me see this special on Alzheimer's disease, see what they've cooked up, and they touted it as a new, amazing breakthrough, a hopeful path towards a cure for Alzheimer's disease. And when I saw it, it was quite interesting, but it was pretty disappointing when it comes to practical solutions, because what they did is they identified a cohort of people in Colombia who had a gene which predisposes them to early onset Alzheimer's disease, and now they're studying these people to try and figure out maybe, just maybe, they can identify Alzheimer's disease early and do something about it. But I found it ironic that the self-same week that they were promoting this breakthrough in Alzheimer's disease, Eli Lilly and Company crashed and burned with a big drug that they had on the drawing boards for treatment of the kind of plaque that accumulates, amyloid plaque that accumulates in the brains of Alzheimer's disease. This has been the holy grail of Alzheimer's research, is coming up with a way to kind of rinse away or dissolve or block the amyloid plaque that clogs the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. And they spent hundreds of millions of dollars on research, and the study didn't pan out, and the stock plummeted, and they took a big write-off, And many of the other companies who are copying Eli Lilly with Me Too drugs have decided that this is a dead end in terms of Alzheimer's research. And so, you know, and I don't take pleasure or schadenfreude in the fact that the drug companies are not coming up with that magic bullet for Alzheimer's. But I think that they're barking up the wrong tree, because we need to look at other ways of dealing with it, preventive ways of addressing it in its early stages, certainly coming up with better diagnostics to tell when people are truly coming down with Alzheimer's disease, not just a little bit of mild forgetfulness, and then targeting those people with interventions. And we've done podcasts on this subject, which you can check out at drhoffman.com. One of my favorite is with Dr. Dale Bredesen, who's a pioneer in this field. And he took patients with early Alzheimer's disease and put them through a comprehensive program of lifestyle, working on sleep, working on exercise, working on stress reduction, but also giving them specific targeted supplements which protect the brain, and found remarkably that Alzheimer's could be reversed in a small series of patients. This is for the first time ever. No drug, no multi-$100 million drug or billion-dollar blockbuster drug has done what these concerted holistic lifestyle interventions plus supplements have done with Alzheimer's patients. So here's just a hint as to what natural therapy can do when it comes to brain function. And it's just two nutraceuticals that are often not thought to be associated with brain protection. They're mostly associated with eye protection, lutein and zeaxanthin. Now, we tend to think, oh, okay, they're part of many eye formulas, and they're derived from yellow, green, orange, and red pigmented fruits and vegetables. Actually, most of the lutein and zeaxanthin that goes into supplements comes from the marigold flower, which is a bright yellow flower. And they grind it up and process it and concentrate it into lutein and zeaxanthin. Also, zea is Latin for corn, and the botanical name of corn is zea. And zeaxanthin, highly present in yellow corn. So, and the main source, interesting, the most potent source, you think, well, fruits and vegetables? No, actually, egg yolks. The bright yellow and orange color of egg yolks is a signature for a high level of lutein and zeaxanthin. So the story here, the same compounds that give plants and vegetables their vibrant colors might be able to bolster brain functioning in older adults, according to a recent study from the University of Georgia. This is the first study to use functional MRA technology to investigate how levels of these compounds affect brain activity. So it's one thing to give some something or other to people and have them take a test, like a memory test, a recall test, or ask them if their memory's better. Then that's, you know, not as objective as looking at whether the brain literally lights up in response to the use of a certain supplement. And that's precisely what they found. Using functional MRI technology, they put people into a scanner and they gauged the brain activity of more than 40 adults between 65 and 86 while they attempted to recall word pairings that they were taught earlier. And what they found was that those who had taken lutein and zeaxanthin did better. Their brains glowed, literally, with a sign that they were more able to leverage their brain power to remember word pairings that they had been taught earlier. So it's a fascinating study, and it really suggests the power of these natural interventions. And of course, these natural interventions aren't going to make billions of dollars for pharmaceutical companies. We're attempting a moonshot in terms of research designed to find a single compound that can stop Alzheimer's in its tracks. And what we really need to do is take a more comprehensive view of what leads people to cognitive decline. Is it chemical exposure? Could it be the microbiome, the composition of bacteria in our guts? Could it be some element in our diet or something missing from our diet, lack of omega-3 fatty acids or low levels of B vitamins, or lack of beneficial polyphenols. Many studies suggest that the Mediterranean diet, which is rich in olive polyphenols, polyphenols from fresh fruits and vegetables, and omega-3 from fish, highly protective against Alzheimer's disease. So, you know, I think the research is upside down. We're kind of looking from the top of the building down to the foundation, when instead we should be building the foundation of a healthy lifestyle to fend off a disease which is going to cause major mayhem, because tens of millions of aging baby boomers will soon be afflicted with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And we need to head that problem off at the pass before it cripples our economy and creates an enormous burden on society. 888-302-3684 is our number. And when we return, more of your questions and more features on subjects of interest to you in the realm of science, medicine, and health. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. An earlier caller from the Bronx asked about what to do to slow progression to kidney failure, necessitating dialysis or kidney transplantation. And I came across this article, which talks about the benefits of fruits and vegetables for slowing deterioration of kidney function. Now, the caller pointed out that often doctors say don't have a lot of fruits and vegetables because they're rich in potassium, and potassium can overaccumulate in individuals who have limited kidney function. But unfortunately, if that translates into a recommendation, don't eat any fruits and vegetables, there could be trouble, as this study suggests. African Americans with uncontrolled hypertension, which is a common problem, by the way, in America, and uncontrolled hypertension damages the kidneys, puts pressure on the kidneys, and ultimately, especially when combined with obesity and diabetes, is the single leading cause of loss of renal function that leads to dialysis and the need for transplantation. African Americans with uncontrolled hypertension who didn't regularly include fruits and vegetables in their diets appeared to have faster decline in kidney function than those who did consume fruits and vegetables, a researcher has said at a recent conference. Those who reported eating more fruits and vegetables at home were 38% less likely to experience a rapid decline in something called estimated glomerular filtration rate. That's the rate at which the kidney filters out toxins, than those who did not eat as many. The study was performed at Johns Hopkins University and was reported on in the American Society of Nephrology's Kidney Week meeting. And part of the problem is that it's an economic and social problem, because for one reason or another, African Americans are at higher risk of hypertension. And there's some theories about this, is that African Americans may be naturally selected to do less well with sodium and do better with more potassium. Higher amounts of potassium in the diet have been shown to particularly improve blood pressure in African Americans, to a little lesser extent in Caucasians. Not bad in Caucasians, but more crucial in African Americans. And the problem here is that because of culture, because of poverty, because of what are called food deserts, urban or rural food deserts. You know, there are places where if you travel in the United States, you can't find a decent fresh fruit or vegetable. Or alternatively, in many urban areas, there's spectacular Whole Foods markets that are located in the affluent parts of town. But in the poor parts of town, there are these little lousy bodegas where sometimes, you know, there's a lot of canned and prepared food, packaged foods, but a dearth of fresh food. And I'm not singling out bodegas. Just there's literally discrimination in terms of the goods they offer in supermarkets. Part of it's the cost of the goods. Part of it's the dietary habits of the people who live in those neighborhoods. So they're going to undertake a program as a follow-up to this to provide fruits and vegetables to people who are very similar to this population, inner-city folks. And they'll be teaching them what to do with those fruits and vegetables, because one of the challenges with getting used to a new habit of eating, and I'm quoting here, is that some people don't know how to store the food or prepare it. I see this sometimes when I go to the checkout counter in supermarkets and I get like a turnip or a rutabaga, and the pimply-faced teenage kid who's at the checkout counter holds it up and he asks for a price check and he asks, "What is this?" They've never even seen it. And sometimes it happens with something as simple as a head of broccoli. You know, it's like they've never even seen it. So how can they possibly want to eat it or prepare it? So we need some outreach to certain parts of our population to get them on a healthier path. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we got a new way to reach us if you want to pose a question. You can go to drhoffman.com, and there's this little black obelisk. Not really, no, it's two-dimensional. But there's a black bar on the right of our homepage. And if you click on that, that's a way in where you can record an audio question. And you can pose it to me, and I'll answer it on the air. And let's demonstrate how that works with a question. Cue it up, Caleb.
Hi, my name is Deanna. I would like to know about eosinophils. Mine are always high. Can you please talk a little bit about them?
Okay, Deanna. Thanks for that good question. Okay, so what eosinophils are, they're a type of white blood cell. White blood cells are there to defend us. And when you do a type of blood test called a CBC, you get a total white blood cell count, but then they break it down into the subtypes of white blood cells that you have. So the main types are neutrophils, which fight infection, and lymphocytes, which fight other types of infection, and maybe especially crucial in fending off cancer. And then there's subtypes of lymphocytes. It's like Chinese boxes. You can keep slicing and dicing. But then there are monocytes and there are eosinophils. And eosinophils are highly associated with allergy. So typically people who have allergies have elevated eosinophil counts. People who have eczema, people who have asthma, people who have severe allergies may have elevated eosinophils. There's another cause for elevated eosinophils, and sometimes this is a tip-off. When somebody comes in and you're not sure what's going on with them, and maybe they have some gastrointestinal problems, and maybe you elicit a history that it all started when I went trekking in Nepal a few years back, the presence of eosinophils indicates possibly exposure to parasites. You may have amoebas or giardia. And so in people with high eosinophils who have a lot of symptoms, it's sometimes worth doing a stool test to see if indeed they have parasites. So I didn't, from this question, I can't, because she's not live with us on air, I can't interrogate Deanna further and ask her, what symptoms she has. But eosinophils are a tip-off to the presence of parasites or to allergies. And sometimes you can modify that with the diet change. Try a wheat-free, dairy-free diet for starters. And then do some detective work to see if there are any triggers. Maybe they're internal, like to foods or presence of parasites, or maybe they're external, something in the environment is triggering an activation of that part of the immune system, which determines an allergic response. Okay, we talked about lutein and zeaxanthin for a memory. Here's an item. Thanks for the memories. Women who have more sex have better memories, study finds. Canadian scientists have investigated whether sex can improve how well women remember words in people's faces. It turns out that women who have sex more frequently, hey, it's a form of exercise, their memories improve. So thanks for the memories. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Stay with us for another hour of Intelligent Medicine.